Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. I think I got most of you guys at the door, but welcome if I didn't, if you came in the back way. But we're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. If you want to look to your bulletin, there is a nursing home birthday party on July 8th at 2 p.m. For those guys there. If you're wanting to help with that or share something with the people there, I know they enjoy it. You can see the details and who to contact. You can contact Jolene Hahn there, and her phone number is in there if you want to help with that. And then the youth group is going to Hills Alive this year again. Thank goodness they still have it going on. But it's on July 19th through the 22nd. If you know somebody that is looking to go or wanting to go or you want to know more about it, tonight at 5 o'clock we're having a Hills Alive meeting. So parents and kids both. This is our meeting to kind of lay down the law and stuff like that. But the deadline to sign up is next Sunday, so we can get rides together and figure out how we're gonna get there. So make note of that and let people know that. So, and then just a reminder, we still need help back in the back for the technical stuff and all that sound and PowerPoint and live stream and all that. So if you're wanting to help with that, talk to Charlie or Jim on that. Is there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. It says, I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
Good morning. Let's stand together and sing together 455, Come All Christians Be Committed. 455 in your hymnals. Come all Christians be committed to the service of the Lord. Make your lives for Him more fitted, tune your hearts with one accord. Come into His courts with gladness, each His sacred vows renew. Turn away from sin and sadness, be transformed with life anew. Of your time and talents give ye, they are gifts from God above, to be used by Christians freely to proclaim His wondrous love. Come again to serve the Savior, tithes and offerings with you bring. In your work with Him find favor, and with joy His praises sing. God's command to love each other is required of every man. Showing mercy to a brother mirrors His redemptive plan. In compassion He has given of His love that is divine. On the cross sins were forgiven, joy and peace are fully thine. Come in praise and adoration, all who on Christ's name believe. Worship Him with consecration, grace and love will you receive. For His grace give Him the glory, for the Spirit and the Word. And repeat the gospel story till all men His name have heard. Now's the time where we take a minute to greet somebody, tell somebody you're glad to see him this morning.
Well, again, greetings this morning, and grateful that you've chosen to worship with us today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer request and praises before the congregation. A couple of ones that have been given to me. One of our families that have worked at Sunshine, the Grummets, they are on their way back to Michigan. Their time at Sunshine has come to a close, and so they left at 3 a.m. this morning. I think mostly to get through Chicago before traffic got really bad there. So be praying for the Grummets as they make a transition and through this time. Also, the Dean of Students, Wes Fisher, part of our church body, he is in Germany. I lost track of where Jason was. Germany. He is in Germany on a missions trip. The uniqueness is he has a translator, Anash, and that gentleman is Muslim. And all he does is translate, but apparently as things are going, he is starting to question some things. So pray for Wes, not only as he ministers to others, but also to his translator. And then on a very sad note, one of the Redfield families, they have been a part of Sunshine, their son Isaac Apple. Isaac graduated from Sunshine in 06, I believe. He passed away this week. And so be praying for his wife and kids. It was sudden and unexpected, and they gather on Tuesday for, they're going to have a private family ceremony. But be praying for the Apples. Some of you may know Mark. He pastors in Redfield, but also has done roofing over the years. So Orchard Roofing is the company that he founded. So any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bob. We will definitely be praying for Ron's cousin Alan. So anyone around you or just the general Denver population? But cousin Alan will be traveling back, but June is dealing with a summer cold, and so we'll be praying for her as well. Other prayer requests or praises? Ernie. Yes, definitely. Getting word from a surgeon that things went well, but then the after recovery. But we'll continue to pray for Shirley. Monday of this week, still cancer-free, which is wonderful news. Still waiting on the results from the mammogram. But her knee surgery on Thursday, and heard she was up, went back to bed. I know that first week is always a rough one. And we'll pray for healing and strength for her leg. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, John. The floods that in Iowa, southern South Dakota, Minnesota, significant amounts of land underwater, homes dealing with the disaster. And so, yes, we'll be praying for those that are dealing with the floodwaters as well as those that are going and ministering. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Ernie. Mm. Yeah, very true. The not only our pharmacy services, but yes, Travis is has a wonderful business, but I think a very good ministry for us. But just the medical care that we can receive in our community, and the praise for how God has gifted our community and those that help keep us well. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day as we get ready to enter into a new month. We thank you for the country that you've placed us in, the opportunities that we have because of the freedoms that we enjoy. We remember those that have sacrificed all, those that have sacrificed on our behalf to keep our country free, for the men and women of our armed services, those in public service. We do pray for the leaders of our community, of our state, of our nation and the world. And we just ask that as we celebrate July 4th this coming week and think about the liberties we have, we understand first and foremost, they extend from you, and that we have been endowed by our Creator. And help us to always live in light of the reality of you involved in our world. Thank you that you just didn't create and walk away, but that you're intimately aware of everything going on, that you do have a plan, and you are moving this world towards that plan. And until the day your Son comes back, we know that we're to be found working for your kingdom. Jesus tells us that we should seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and you will add all things to us, meaning that you will take care of our daily needs. You know exactly what we need each day. Father, I do pray for the physical health of our community. I pray for Shirley, and as she goes through the after effects of her surgery, I pray that each day the pain will lessen and you would help her through physical therapy and the strength to return. And we also rejoice of still continuing to be cancer-free, and we pray that you would continue to put your hand upon her and Ernie and for the protection you gave them on their travels. Father, we lift up the Grummets to you. We ask that you would give them safety as they travel the distance back to Michigan, that you would especially help them through the large cities of Chicago, that you would help them in this transition as well. We thank you for the service they have done on your behalf at Sunshine, and appreciative of the family that being a part of our fellowship, and we just ask that you would place your hand of blessing upon them in their next stage of this life. Father, we pray for Wes Fisher and his ministry to refugees and the unique ministry with his translator, that you've given him an individual reminded a lot of, as Paul was writing letters in prison, of the prison guards next to him that were hearing everything. Father, I pray that you would stir Anasha's heart and give Wes just the freedom to continue to speak about your love and your Son, and give him wisdom in ministering to Anasha as well. We ask that you would draw this young man to yourself. Father, we pray for June and ask for healing for her. She deals with this cold. We pray for Ron's cousin Alan as he heads back today. Give him travel mercies as well. Father, we think of our extended community. We lift up the Apple family and pray for Isaac's wife and children and the suddenness of his passing. And first and foremost, knowing the hope that he placed in you, that it, through this time of grief, that they can know that Isaac is in your presence. Father, I pray that you would wrap your loving arms around Mark and Jenny and his parents, but also his siblings through this time. Father, we also pray for our extended communities in this in the Midwest that are dealing with the floodwaters, the after effects, the homes that have been destroyed, the possessions that have been ruined, fields, all these things that just can be overwhelming. We thank you for the body of Christ that has shown up and is able to minister, to be your hands and feet for these communities, for these individuals, and just pray that you would be with them as you have promised, that you would use their actions to speak about the love of Christ, and that they would be able to have words of to show and to demonstrate the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for our missionaries around the world. We think of the Hamiltons this month. We pray for them as the wedding of their son, as well as the onboarding of new staff for InterVarsity. We pray that you would increase their ministry in the different colleges in our state and in our area. Father, we pray for our world that you would indeed show yourself faithful and true. We pray for the believers around the world that are in persecuted countries, that you would ease their persecution and also would help keep them strong in their testimony for you. Father, again, we thank you for the liberties that we have. We thank you for the opportunity of worshiping freely. And as we receive an offering from your people, just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are fewer in number this morning, but that's all right. Thank you, Christina. I don't know if I was the only one wanting to sing along to that song, but it's a good one. Let's stand and sing a few praises this morning.
Goodness and mercy will follow me forever.
We don't deserve God's love, but he gives it, and he doesn't take it away from us either. Truth in that as well, where we'll be with God is a lot better than anything we can even imagine. In my mind, we try to think of what it might be like, but I don't think our imagination can come close of what he has in store for us. You can have a seat for this last song.
So many things that compete for our attention and our desires in life. I pray that we can put them aside and keep our eyes fixed on you and pursue you with our whole hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.